Opinions expressed in commentary are not the views of WAVS Radio, its management or staff, or any advertiser. This is Commentary with Winston Barnes. Those Jamaicans who have been arguing that if one is white, then one cannot be Jamaican, are going to face some harsh realities in their own families in the not-too-distant future, if they are not already. Virtually everywhere in the Western Hemisphere, women tend to seek tertiary education more than men. In the case of the black community, the ratio of young black women in colleges and universities are totally out of kilter compared to men. And this is not only in historically black universities and colleges. Further, the difference is compounded at the level of young people seeking graduate degrees. What this means is that your daughter might very well end up marrying what is called out of race. The reason is simple. In many countries, lasting relationships are formed in college, including relationships that end up in marriage. If young women are not being exposed to young men of their racial and ethnic background, guess what is going to happen or might happen? This means that parents have a number of responsibilities in this matter. First is that they have to actively seek ways to ensure that more black young men attend college. Fact is that young people in the college years are usually far more open-minded than their parents were at the same age. Yet another consideration. In other words, parents might need to do a reset of their thinking on race and ethnicity in their own family. Realities have changed. I'm Winston Barnes with Commentary.